Greetings, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. This week, I interview Rich LaMonica. And Rich grew up in Jersey City and was the youngest of four kids, and they grew up in a railroad apartment. But the thing you need to know about Rich is that he's been a fighter his entire life. He's worked hard for everything that he's achieved. And Rich tells a story a little bit later in this podcast that really does demonstrate what kind of a fighter he is, how unstoppable he is, how an injury during wartime, that didn't stop him at all. He spent 22 years in the Army, honing his leadership and people skills, and now he mentors those who need help in life through the Misfit Nation LLC. He's a motivational speaker, and he's a host of the award-winning Misfit Nation show. I loved my conversation with him. He's got a master's from Georgetown, and he's pursuing a doctorate from Liberty University. He's absolutely unstoppable. And really, Rich's life these days is all about bringing enlightenment, bringing information, bringing joy to those who listen to his show. My conversation with Rich was really fun, and I think you'll hear that when you listen to the episode. And to be honest, I didn't know what to expect when we started talking, but after a while I realized, this guy is groovy, and I hope you agree too. So now, this very next episode of Bite-Sized Blessings.
I said, this is my fourth time. I'm playing with fire. I'm playing with that roulette wheel. There's no way I'm coming back. I get into Afghanistan. We go through our little brain processing, get to my combat outpost, and we get ambushed on a patrol. We come back. They start firing mortars at us. We make it through that. I count my guys. Everyone's good. We talk to them. And my medic says, hey, Sergeant, I want to talk to you. So good. We went outside. Sergeant, I was able to save these guys. It's my first time in combat, and I was able to save these guys. I said, that's awesome, Calderon. I pat him on the shoulder. Bam. I said, good job, brother. And there was an explosion right behind me. Okay, something that really changed my life. I was, like I just told you about, going to the darkness and such like that. On my last official deployment, it was my fourth deployment. Most of my friends who died on their third or fourth deployment. So in my head, I said, I made it through three. There's no way I'm making through four. So going into it, I was negative Nancy the whole time. I said, I'm going to die. I won't see you guys when I come back. I told my platoon, I said, this is the last time you're going to see me. I'm not coming home. You're going to be carrying me. Sergeant, you're just ain't you. And Sergeant Chantel Watts at the time, Chantel coming now. She said, Sergeant, that's not you. Get that out of your head. Stop talking like that. You're way better than this. I was like, this is my fourth time. I'm playing with fire. I'm playing with that roulette wheel. There's no way I'm coming back. I get into Afghanistan. We go through our little brain processing, get to my combat outpost, and we get ambushed on a patrol. We come back. They start firing mortars at us. We make it through that. I count my guys. Everyone's good. We talk to them. And my medic says, hey, Sergeant, I want to talk to you. So good. We went outside. Sorry, I was able to save these guys. It's my first time in combat, and I was able to save these guys. I said, that's awesome, Calderon. I pat him on the shoulder. Bam. I said, good job, brother. And there was an explosion right behind me. The mortar hit behind us and went through my leg, out the front, and missed him completely. That was my wake-up call. That's what it took to let me know that I have a life worth living. They tried to take me out, and my favorite song is Rooster by Alice in Chains. So I said, they came to get the rooster, and they missed. That was their one chance. That's the only chance they're getting. And that was my eye opener, my miracle day. I called my wife from the operating right before I went to operation. I said, look, we're getting into that license plate where we talked about the free one. What? Ah! So I'm alive. And she hung up. I had to get the medic to dial again. We did it again. Then after I came out of anesthesia, I talked to her, talked to my parents, and they all said the same thing. You should have never been negative going in. And from that day on, I was forward thinking, positive thinking, everything's going to be all right. And that made everything much better.
I hope you loved this episode of the podcast and my conversation with Rich LaMonica. There will be a link to his website in the episode show notes, so be sure to do a deeper dive and check out what this amazing human being is all about. Thanks so much to all of you who listen every single week. Thanks to those of you who share this podcast with your friends. And thanks to all of you who have written a review or left a rating for this little work of mine. I'm so very grateful to all of you who support the podcast and who give me feedback. You'll never know how much it means to me. And don't forget, there is a YouTube channel. It's really fun. I'm trying to keep this whole project of mine, this thing that I'm putting out into the world, I'm trying to keep it kind of dynamic and creative, and I'm always trying to think of fun things to do to spice it up a little bit, and the YouTube channel is a part of that. So if you want to get a look at any of the guests that I've had on the podcast, head on over to the YouTube channel and you can see them in real life. As well, I hope you're enjoying the bits of beauty that I include at the end of every episode show notes. They're just little nuggets of information I think everyone should know, and nuggets of information that I think and I hope illustrate so very deeply that this world is a gorgeous and glorious place. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Rich. Be unstoppable. Rich has really gone through some things. And in the midst of it all, he's had his unit. He's had his friends. He's had those around him who believe in him and support him. So be like Rich and cultivate a community, a coterie of friends who believe in you, who know that you are an incredible human being, that you are here to do good things on this planet, because they will always lift you up. They will always have your back. So be like Rich, have impeccable friends, have impeccable community, and just know that when you do that, I mean, every day you're going to wake up and you're going to know that you are loved. See you next week for the very next episode of the podcast. And until then, I hope your week is filled with joy, with beauty, and meetings with strangers who eventually will become best friends.